I was shaking in my car. I was alone in the car. I was physically shaking. Yonatan K described to me people marching against Yidden. I had one guy come up to me in the mall and say, "Get out of Gaza," screaming at me, and it shakes you up. This is hundreds of guys, I don't know exactly how many, marching through saying murderous things. I was shaking. And I felt, forget speaking, there was no, you don't speak. It was a big crowd in Tinek. I couldn't care less what I said. I didn't do any form of speaking. I said things just to rally everybody. It was all a hechatim so that we should dance together. Dance and sing, Yidden should come together. I think that's the main tafkid now. I'm going to talk about it in terms of the Megillas Esther. I think the main tafkid is Yidden should be more united, should understand what it means, a Yid, but not in shallow ways. Not in shallow ways. There's not like a populist movement. I'm just saying, get along. No, there's something called a Yid. It's powerful what a Yid means. I think Achdos Yisrael is the thing now. I'll share with you like this. On the Megillas Esther, it says, Haman's taina on the Yidden is Yeshnoi am echad mefur de mefuzer ben amin. Yeshnoi. Now the word Yeshnoi is a very interesting word. It should have said Yesh. Avi should have said Yesh. There exists a nation. What's Yeshnoi? Very weird language, Shimler. Yeshnoi. Should say Yesh. There exists. Yesh am echad mefuzer. It says Yeshnoi. What's the word Yeshnoi? Is Kasha 1. Kasha 2 is from the main words in the Megillah, it's Machlokes in the Gemara, but from the main words in the Megillah is Balayla hu nadadashnas hamelech. That night, the king's sleep was disturbed. We read it out loud. People sing it over. La'alacha, it's brought in halacha, you're supposed to be meirim kol. The Baal Kayra has to read it louder because it's taikvay shel nes. It's the main purpose of the nes. The king couldn't sleep. To remember the Purim story, the king can't sleep. What's he disturbed? He remembers somebody saved his life. He didn't pay him back. It's Mordechai HaTzadik, and he instructs Haman to take Mordechai through the street. It's one of the strangest part of the Megillah Chevra. It didn't do anything for us. It has nothing to do with the story. Haman was gezer death to the Jewish people. There was a gezer of Kliya against Klal Yisroel. It doesn't help us diddly squat that he drove Mordechai through the streets. Nothing changes. If you read the Purim story, the entire Purim story would be the same. It's just cute. It doesn't change anything. So it's very nice. I don't like Haman. I like Mordechai. And it's great that Haman led Mordechai through the streets. It doesn't change anything. The story's not changed one iota. As we're maturing and getting older, like there's nothing to do with the story. I mean, it doesn't matter. Haman leads Mordechai through the streets. Haman gets garbage thrown his head. It's all wonderful. It has nothing to do with the story. The entire Purim story seems unaffected by that. And yet the Gemara says, Taikvay shel nes. The ikar of the miracle is Balayla hu nadadashnas hamelech. The king awakened. And what happens? He wants to pay back Mordechai for saving his life, so he gives him some honor. And then we're back to every problem we used to have. The Megillah brings it out. Mordechai dresses up fancy, gets his reward, shkayach. Then he goes back to mourning. It didn't help at all. It's a pella, what shaychus? First of all, it shouldn't even be in the Megillah, who cares? It's a very cute story, in the middle of this plot of Haman wanting to kill Klal Yisroel, in the middle of Xer of Kliya, this cute thing happened, and Mordechai got big honor. Mazel tov, shkoyach l'chaim, and then we're back, that we have Xer of Kliya. And the story is Esther risking her life. That story of Mordechai leading Haman leading Mordechai is just bizarre interruption of a much sadder and more complex story. So what's it doing there? And this is the ikar taikvay shel nes, balayla hu nadadashnas hamelech. On that night, the king's sleep was disrupted. It's like a minor detail. Nebuchadnezzar, Achashverosh couldn't sleep. Well, good, Baruch Hashem, he couldn't sleep. And he decides he owes Mordechai something back, and he pays him back. Now back to our story. It's barely a commercial in the story. I mean, what's the difference? And it's called taikvay shel nes. the ikar of the miracle. Who do you bomb Kasha? You ever wonder this Kasha? That story, Haman walks Mordechai around, of what significance? You could try your hardest to connect it to the miracle. Nothing happens from that. It's like, okay, he walked around, Haman felt embarrassed, Mordechai feels great. Now Haman still plans to kill the Yidden, and we still need Esther's heroic act of risking her life, etc. What shaykhis? Bam, Kasha, Dave. Remind me your name?
David Vitol. David Vitol.
David, thank you for being here. You're the Kasha, David?
Yeah.
It's a Pella, no? One more time, the Kasha. One more time, David. Remind me your name?
Laser Colin.
Laser. You hear the Kasha, Laser? Tyre is real. It's saying things. What's happening? What's happening? The ikar, the nes, taikvay shal nes. There's one shita that you start the Megillah from there, because, and that's everybody agrees it's the ikar of the nes. It's not a machlaikas what the ikar of the nes is. It's a machlaikas where you start. The ikar of the nes, Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara, everybody's maskim. What's your first name?
Noam.
Avi, Shua, Avrami. The ikar of the nes is Achashverosh wakes up in the middle of the night. He can't sleep because he remembers somebody saved his life. He didn't pay him back. And then he's reminded that it's Mordechai. He calls in Haman, who thinks he's going to get an honor, and it's really for Mordechai. And he has Haman walk Mordechai, parade him around the town on the horse of the king. That's Ikar of the Nes. That has nothing to do with the story. Haman was mad at Mordechai for not bowing down. Haman planned to kill all the Yidden. And nothing was accomplished by that I know of. Shimmy, a bomb kasha. You have a pshat? It's a pellet. Shleima? We learn this story since we're a kid. Then you get older. You're like, how do you connect that? It's like literally not connected. It's just geschmack. I like it. It's fun. It's so nice that Haman got disgraced and Mordechai got picked up. It has nothing to do with the nes. Right, Glazer? I want guys to understand, gula doesn't happen externally, it happens in here. People say we're going through a bad matzvah, so Mashiach will come, and Yidden always spoke, always were optimistic of gula. Gula happens in here, not out there. I'd like to explain that it's from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. I'm basing it on a talk he gave. And it says, Yeshnai, he brought a medrash that Yeshnai should say Yesh. Yeshnai is Lashon Yashan, Klal Yisrael sleeping. And there's a rule, Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem mirrors our behavior. Hashem Tzilcha, the way we behave, Hashem mirrors our behavior. It says Hashem's your shadow, you show him a finger, he shows you a finger. 2, 2, 3, 3, he mirrors our behavior. Said the Rebbe, Yeshnai, Haman said, Klal Yisrael is sleeping. They don't know who they are. They don't know their relationship to Hashem. They're with Am Hashem. Said the Rebbe, when we sleep, Kaviyachol, God sleeps. The Yalkut says, Balayla hu nadida shnas hamelech, means God, the Yalkut said. Hashem's sleep was disrupted. Kaviyachol, Hashem was sleeping, means he wasn't seeing his children. Kaviyachol, he wasn't paying attention. Your child's in distress, you save them. Kaviyachol, God was sleeping. He was ignoring our plight. Why was God sleeping? Because Hashem Tzilcha is our shadow. Because we were sleeping. When we weren't attuned, we're his children. Kaviyachol, he wasn't so awake that he's our father. Kaviyachol. That's Yeshnai. That was Haman's taina. Yeshnai. They're Yashan. They're sleeping. There's an Am Echad. The Am Echad that's supposed to be Hashem's nation is Yeshnai, is sleeping. And Mordechai and Esther's task was to awaken the Yid. We're Yidden. Achtus. Achtus says, why are we bound? Because we're Yidden with the Am Hashem. We have a mission together with the people of Hashem. Wake up who we are. Wake up. There's a nation sleeping. Hashem has hired the entire world. I walked to Manhattan. I'm not a chicken. I'm not a nervous type of fellow. I promise I walked in Manhattan to shul Shabbos morning, 7:45. I was walking the streets of Manhattan. And I promise I wasn't scared. I was very aware. Looking around, making sure. Very aware. I felt like I'm the yid. I never had that in my life before. I asked friends who walked the shul. They said the same thing. Just aware. Because the world is screaming, you're a yid. Talking mostly positive about us in this country, in this beautiful country. But they're saying yidden, and then we have the marchers who are saying mean things. But the entire Bria is saying yid. You're a yid, you're a yid. You guys, the entire Bria is talking about us, yidden. Russia's attack in Ukraine is like a threat of a world war. Putin's saying atomic bombs. He's saying I might drop things. He killed his main rival. There was an election yesterday. He killed the guy. It would normally be the lead story. It's like barely the back page. The world's talking about Israel, about us, you guys. For and against you guys. That's all. God runs the world. And there's an awakening, yid. Hashem's having the whole prayer. I walked with my wife, my daughter, and son in L.A., I promise. I was walking the streets. I was keeping an eye on them. I never had that in my life. But I felt I'm a yid. I'm different. Just protecting my family. I never had that. I've walked many places, gone many places. I was watching my wife, my daughter, and my son, watching, making sure. Hashem brought us to a place that we're recognizing we are yidden. Unique mission, unique people. There was Yeshnai, they were sleeping. Mordechai and Esther went and Lech Kinois Kalayudim, rally the Yidden, wake up. Hisairus, Uri Yeshain the Mishinaschem, wake up sleepers from your sleep, you're Yidden. With a unique place, a unique purpose, a unique mission, a unique identity. A kid came here a few weeks ago. He's not a yid. He wants to become a yid. He wants to learn Torah. He asked if he could join the yeshiva. And he's going to come. Be'ez Hashem, he's going to come study here. I was talking to this beautiful person. We were talking. I said, do you think you're going to get more laws if you become a yid? You're going to have more obligations? You're going to be a different human being. You're going to get a soul. Just telling him the emes. The yid has a different neshama. Goyim are precious. They don't have nishmas yisoh. We have a different soul. It's not more laws. You're changing your makeup. Your essence is going to be different. The day of conversion, your essence is different. A new person, a katan shenoylad, a soul. You're going to get a nishmas yisroh. A soul. There's something called the yid who walks around with nishmas yisroh. Is the banim lashem of a special soul, a yid. And Mordechai and Esther try to arouse. And when Yidden were aroused that were Yidden, Balayla hu nadad ashnas ha-melech, the king's sleep was disrupted, says the Yalkut, Hashem woke up, kaviyachol. And it means we woke up, Hashem tzilcha. We woke up that we're his children. He woke up that he's our father. Now the importance of the nay, what happened? So Haman led Mordechai. If you think gula is an external thing, so it didn't change our matziv, it changed the following fact. We looked at it. We're supposed to see ourselves as mamleches kehanim. Just to see Mordechai riding on the horse and treated with royalty, that is the gula. That is the gula. Nothing changed. Haman had a gzeir of kli against our people. But what was that about? We were sleeping, and so our father was sleeping. We were sleeping that we were his children. So he, Kaviyachol, slept that he's our father. Seeing, when we started waking up, we got to see Mordechai in a princely manner. We're Hashem's people. We got to see the Melech woke up. We got to see Mordechai with honor and dignity. The Haramas Keren Yisrael, we saw a restoration of Jewish pride. A sense of the preciousness of a yid. That's the geula. It's only a little bit, and then there's a saving of our entire people. at the point that we're Nesaira, that we arouse the preciousness of Yid, and irregardless, it makes no hishita, what political party, if he's Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, what his shitas are, whatever his shitas, no shaykhas, none. It's not a superficial thing. In a very deep way, a Yid, the Am Hashem, the Banim Hashem, when we have a Cyrus to that, the preciousness of a Yid, that's Geula ready. Then Geula comes. Then, of course, it's this Gala, Lekol. Then it gets revealed and gets open. So you're right, like in the story of saving us, David, in the story of saving us, we're not saved when Haman rides Mordechai. But in the Jewish mind, and what we see, whoa, okay. Before there was a Xavier against Yid, and Yid not being knocked and put down. All of a sudden, we see Aramas Karen Yisrael. The Yid is precious. Mordechai is elevated. Klal Yisrael shook down. We understand. We've come back with the Banim Lamakim, with the children of Hashem, prestigious people, the prestigious mission. That was all given to us by Hashem, a new visual as we were being Nesaira. Hashem Silcha. We had Nesaira from Mordechai and Esther, remembering who we are. Nadid Ashnas HaMelech, the king, Kaviyachol, woke up. You're my children, I'm your father. Then all of a sudden, Mordechai got tremendous cover, the one who led this Cyrus. He didn't like shook their head knowingly. And of course, then the Geula happens. Of course, then all the Nisim. But that's Taik Feishal Nes. Nadid Ashnas HaMelech is the heart of the miracle. The king woke up. You know why the king woke up? Kaviyachol. That he's our father, and it became like clear, oh, he's with us, he has our backs. A Yid is prestigious because the Yid woke up. I think this is exact. The Purim story is not a story of yesterday. It's this year's story. I think this is the opportunity of Adar Sheni. Is Shlomo here? Come forward, Shlomo.
Let's go.
Yeah. Avi wants, though, this idea, when we sleep, God sleeps. That's the opportunity of this world. Hashem is not punishing. He's not sleeping. He's not punishing us to do these things. If we judge people favorably, the Gemara and Shabbos, if we judge people favorably, Kufna and Aleph, Hashem judges us favorably. Hashem's not punishing. When we look bad, he looks bad. He's empowering. The whole purpose of this world, Avi, is Nama de Kisufa, is that we should earn things. The whole purpose of creation is a human being with his choice really has power. It's the power of a human being. When we have this iris with the Am Hashem, that's Gairim, this that brings. We really have power that he's our father. That's this iris that we bring from here. I want to ask, the Chevron Yeshiva might know him, probably do, and I want to introduce Shlomo Guri as somebody who has plenty to say to the Chevron. Yesterday we were zeichet to hear Shlomo speak, Dvarim Neflaim, but his I love Shlomo's music, and I like Shlomo's music because it comes from here, and I want to ask Shlomo, I want to sing together. I'd like to sing things together. I'd like to hear Shlomo sing as well. But I want to thank Shlomo for playing. Shlomo for playing. What's your name?
Kenny.
Yeah. Kenny. Bezalel, do you know Kenny Bezalel?
Yeah, Kenny.
Come Bezalel, come meet Kenny. Come Bezalel.
Bring a chair. So one of the
Do the news and shit. We have a David here, and Klal Yisrael on this time. One of the things that we're seeing our people do, all of Klal Yisrael are saying a lot of Tehillim now. If you, Shlaim, if you could do David, recover David, this one. David, right?
Thank you. David Avdi Nasi Lahem Le'olam Le'olam Gaguim 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 Ro'ene
Ravesi Tfila Lani.
Hashem, Shema, Tevilasi.
Deshavasi elecha sava.
Everybody to join, so I want to explain why we're singing these words. I want the whole chevra to join. We're people from all over. We have a precious mishpacha coming, checking out the yeshiva. We have the chevra from TABC. We have bachim here, bayim nimtzayim. But I want to say that our people is in a unique situation that there is no, I have not heard since Simchas Torah one intelligent, practical solution to the situation we're in. Eretz Yisrael people attacked us, and in a weirdest way, we're fighting back against people who killed Yidden, who disgraced and harmed Yidden and have Yidden in captivity. And the more we fight back, we create more enemies. And it's a difficult conundrum. What to do? Not to attack back people who attacked us is crazy. To attack back is creating more sinna. And creating, as we're killing Hamas, we probably create more Hamas. Everything's Hashgachas Hashem. And I haven't heard one intelligence, so to do what? What's the answer? And certainly, I'm tremendously grateful to the soldiers risking their lives for Am Yisrael. They're bringing a tremendous ruach of holiness to the world. They're standing up for Am Yisrael. And we need to do that, but that's not the solution. So what's the solution? The only solution is we're turning to Hashem. It's pashut. It's pashut. There's no other solution, but we need nadidash nas amelech. We need to awaken the Melech Kaviyachal, and the way we awaken the Melech is by us awakening that we're his banim, then he's our father. And there's a tefillah, there's a very precious, the Zayar says that there are three types of prayers. There's a tefillah l'David, tefillah l'maisha, and tefillah l'ani. Tefillah l'maisha is the prayer of the tzaddik. There's a special, it's a din in Shulchan Aruch, if somebody's sick in the family, you go to a tzaddik. One of my children was sick. I put my whole family in the car and I went to the Skelena Rebbe. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch. It's a Gemara Brachas. So I drove my whole family, went to the Skelena's house to daven. That's the halacha. That's what you do. That's tefillah l'maisha, the gadol, the tzaddik hadar. There's a tefillah l'david. David is levava, is levava. Am is tefillah b'tzeber. It's uniting with Klal Yisrael. It's a special power of communal prayer, a group davens. I love the minyan is forming beautifully in the morning. Guys are starting to come. The minyan is gorgeous in the morning in yeshiva. It's growing. It's communal prayer. It's sincere. I'm watching Mincha Meirv is growing. Communal prayer. A bunch of sincere people coming together. That's Tefillah L'David. What's Tefillah L'Ani? And the Zayar says the Tefillah L'Ani is more powerful than the Tefillah L'David and the Tefillah L'Maisha. Tefillah B'Tzibur is powerful. Tefillah of the tzaddik is powerful, but the most powerful prayer is the Ani. The Ani says, I have no solution but you, God. I have no solution but you, Hashem. And today, the main prayer of our people is Tefillah L'Ani. We only have you, Hashem. That's the only answer. That's Tefillah L'Ani. It's Kapitel Kuf Beis in Tehillim. And we ask Hashem, Altas Ter Panachman, please don't hide from us. No Esther Panim, Nadid Ashnas Amelech. No Hester Panim, no apparent sleeping, Kaviyachal. And that's what we're asking, Al Taster Panach, we want, and this is the month when there was a Gilui. The Hester, that which was hidden, was Megales, this month of Adar Sheni. So I ask everybody to join in to this prayer, the Tefillah L'Ani. It's Kapitel Kuf Beis and Tillim. I think it's the main Kapitel Tillim of today, of our situation. I was happy to be mechaven. I like Reb Shaul Alter's Torah, the Ger Rebbe. And I read his stuff about 2 months ago. He wrote that the main Kapitel is Kapitel Kuf Beis. It's Tefillah L'Ani right now. So let's sing these songs, Chavra. Reb Ezi, one more time, Tefillah L'Ani.
We're
negotiating. Okay.
My sense is that, thank you, Reb Ezi. My sense is that Shalach Manas is going to save our people. That's my sense. And yeah, I appreciate it. It's true. Reb Ezi gave me a chocolate. My sense is that Shalach Manas will save our people. The mitzvah, I'm not mocking a mitzvah. The mitzvah's on Purim, and what isn't Yaitzeh before? But mitzvahs teach us something. My sense is, I've been giving Shalach Manas since Rosh Chodesh Adar. I gave 2 that night. The mitzvah's on Purim, but my sense is what's going to get us out of the situation we're in is Ichud Yisrael. We're going to bond. So learn the lessons of Shalach Manas. Of course, one is at Mekayim. You can't give a chocolate bar now. On Purim, you wouldn't be Yaitzeh with a chocolate bar because you need 2 manas. But my sense is that Yidden being Ma'agid more. What's your name?
Eitan.
Eitan, yes, for you. Matis, I got to get the name. Yeah, Matis. Danny, fellow Danny's. Yeah. Kenny, you get 2. Yeah. Another one for Kenny. Matis also? Yanky, Yehuda.
Two different ingredients. Could it be like two different ingredients? More than one person.
I want a hand. Wildcat. Not my sense. My sense is, but you need two manas. We only gave one. It's not a good visual. Where is Yiddy? Where's Yiddy Einhorn? Shimmy, Shimmy, you know, could you bring all the ice cream? Could you bring the ice cream, Shimmy? Give, we have to bond. You didn't have to bond. No, just give one way. Says that they were machlev sedesel. Oh, we'll get Bensi, Vadim, obviously. Says that they were machlif. The Gemara says they were machlif, so say they exchange. The Gemara says exchange. Remind me your name again. That's right, I gotta get it down. Thanks for being here. Thank you, baby. You got the first.
Thank
you, so sweet. Thank you. Did you get one?
I got one, yeah.
Stop that. Where is
100?
What doesn't make sense is how 3/3 is $4.
Avi gets the Ezra gets the first one. Sitting next to me, Ezra. Kol Yisrael only. It is, if anybody's allergic to nuts, Kenny here, Kenny. Yeah, David. Your name one more time, I need to get it down. What's your name? Benny. Benny, Benny, yeah, David. Mattis. Here, Mattis. The other Mattis here, Mattis. Here, Danny. Take that. You want a different one? Take it. These are good. These are really good. One sec. Take it. One.
Which one?
These are really good. Oh.
Wait, Danny, did you
want to? You want one of these? Take both. Which one do you want? This or that one? Which one do you want? Jacob. Not Jacob, what's your name?
Noah.
Noah, I gotta get one. Here, Shula, Shula.
Shlomo,
Shlomo, which one? Which one? Pass the whole box. You know what better for them? Because they're not going to want to sit there eating ice cream. I'll give them this. Give those to me out.
You got one yet?
No. You want one?
Let me get you a water. You're like stuck in there. Wait, anybody didn't get?
There's a different type. Who wants this? Arya, did you get yet? No, all chocolate. Pass this to Heikel and Arya. Arya, you take it. You'll pass this around. the Rabbi Glazer went off.
You're from T-Nex?
Yeah.
Very nice. You guys, what?
I want you to have a step one. This is very good.
Thank you.
Are you used to it or what?
You know, I'm making a name.